Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, Dave, a little music, touch table on some football before we get back to business. What do you got?
So let's go through this, guys. These are players with the most approved in 2025 in the NFL this season.
I love stuff like this. All right.
And let's start with number 10 on this list, Brock Purdy. Says you got a five-year, $265 million extension. You need to take the team over the hump to win the Super Bowl now.
Any quarterback that signs a deal like that makes this list.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to show because everybody's going to be waiting to say, see, you overpaid for him. So he has to go out there, lead that team. You cannot not win the NFC West because it's not looked at as that great. So, yes, I agree with that one.
Next on the list, another quarterback. This one plays in the AFC South, and that is Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud. Says you had a wonderful rookie year, took a step back in year two. You have to look better in year three.
He does. I think a lot of people crowned him as, oh, he's going to be the next great, and he struggled. He missed out because a lot of receivers just weren't there. But, yes, in order to reclaim that as he's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league, you got to lead them someplace. And I would even say you got to win a playoff game.
I only accept this if Trevor Lawrence is on the list.
We'll get to that in a second.
I'm just making a point. If Lawrence is on the list, I think everything Rico said is fair. But if this list somehow doesn't have Sunshine from Remember the Titans on here, then that's void.
Oh, you know why.
Mulch.
Okay, well, I'm going to look ahead for this one. This list does not, but I do have something for you regarding Trevor Lawrence on here later.
Who's got more to prove maybe in the whole NFL than Trevor Lawrence?
We'll get to it. Number 8 on this list, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert.
They don't have more to prove than Trevor Lawrence. But, yeah, I mean, do you have to start winning big games? I mean, do you have to start winning meaningful games? Yeah. Yes.
So let me just get to it. Since you keep mentioning Trevor Lawrence, I'll just get to it. QBA, QBB. QBA, 22 of 38. This is in their first 60 starts. Record 22 and 38. Just under 15,000 yards, 69 touchdowns, 46 interceptions. That is QBA. B, 22-37-1, 14,600 yards, 62 touchdowns, 42 interceptions.
You want me to guess? I mean, sure. One of them's Lawrence.
One of them is Lawrence. Who's
the other?
QBA. QBB.
Somebody like playing now?
Yeah. It is Daniel Jones. So he is comparable to Daniel Jones.
Your career's over. I'm done.
Wow.
If you are compared to that blank-faced idiot, well, your career's on the ropes. Trevor Lawrence has the most to prove in the entire National Football League on either side of the football.
Good.
David, you've won the day. I'm done. I defended Rico, and now I've given you a compliment. I'm leaving.
I don't see how he's not on the list because
you're telling Stroud he's got something to prove, but not this guy?
Right, because Stroud's made the playoffs. They look like a consistent team. And yes, contrary to what Davis says, Tank Dell not playing for a while.
Correct, but they drafted more weapons for you. So try to improve the offensive line.
Maybe it's
line.
Because there's no expectations for Jacksonville. Just pack up and go. Move to England.
Next on the list would be Dallas Cowboy wide receiver George Pickens. Then you now have someone next to you. Go out there and make plays now.
I like that one. I think for him, it's just the 5 inches between his ears. He's got to control his emotions. He's got to lock in and be a pro. And if he does it, he could have an unbelievable few years in Dallas with CD drawing doubles on every play. But the kid has just shown no willingness to be normal. He's insane.
I agree, because, David, if he does not, I'm going to lump him in. For some reason, all former Steelers wide receivers just lose their mind and tons of talent, and they waste it away.
So what happens when you eat those dry-ass sandwiches with french fries on them.
They are disgusting, by the way.
I have Permane Bros. It's overrated.
Oh, it is overrated.
I don't get it. Just dry.
Next on the list would be the quarterback for George Pickens. It would be Dak Prescott. Seemingly because they give you more weapons to throw to, you now have to prove it. You also have a contract. Prove it.
So Dak's on there.
Yes.
You want
Purdy's on there. C.J. Stroud is on
there. You want me to defend Rico and Dak Prescott in the same show? Okay, I'll do it. Look,
I still don't understand why defending me is so painful.
I don't want to talk to you. Here's the deal. I think Dallas blows. I think we've way overrated Dallas's weapons. It's CeeDee Lamb and what? The O-line isn't as good as it used to be. The wideout core isn't. The running back core isn't.
Right, brought back Zeke Elliott.
Right. I'm not telling you Dak is the best. But this idea, the organization might have to prove to him they can put a competent operation around him. Yeah. And that's I guess I'm disgusted. I just defended Dak Prescott.
And I guess, David, before he got hurt, he was putting up MVP-like numbers the year before. So that's probably what you're looking at.
Next two on the list are also quarterbacks. One is a ginger. Sam Darnold. The other is Caleb Williams. They now got you a competent coach. You have to go out there and prove it again.
Well, Sam Darnold was last year the one-hit wonder, or did you really turn the page and you're going to be a late-blooming quarterback? Caleb Williams, you got a coach who made Jared Goff, and now he's coming there. They got you weapons, but most importantly, they invested in the offensive line, so there's no excuses for Caleb this year.
I mean, basically every quarterback has something to prove. That's David's point.
List seems to say, yes, except for Trevor Lawrence.
I can go with it.
Duval.
Next one on the list is, the last three are quarterbacks. This one, close to your heart, Rico. Quarterback for the New York Jets, just paid 2 years, $40 million contract, Justin Fields.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is it for him. And you're going to be reunited with some of your old Ohio State teammates at receiver. So if you can't make it there this year, then, you're off to the UFL. You're off to Canada. You're done. You'll be a career backup somewhere. That's it.
I've been done with him for years. I got nothing for you. I give
you
Rico's,
don't believe in AG?
I give you a lot of credit for hanging on.
You don't believe in AG? He could fix it.
No, he can't.
He's
a defensive coach.
Yeah.
So you're like 0 for 100 on that faith quotient.
He can't fix him.
Fix everything.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
No.
I give you credit.
He was able to take a defense with nothing and turn this team into 15.
Nothing to do with being a quarterback guru, but I congratulate you. I'm done. This is your guy. This is your Jack and your Rose. You're going to freeze to death on this board with Justin Fields, and I halfway respect it. I can't do it. I can't.
Don't know what the love is for Justin Fields.
It's okay. He likes the player.
David, he went to two bad organizations. One,
I'm sorry.
Caleb Williams even said he didn't want to go there because his father was like, this is a place where quarterbacks go to die.
That's one, but you said two bad organizations.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Pittsburgh didn't know what they were doing. Okay, David, what are you guys, what's your game plan right now?
Next on the list will be Minnesota Vikings quarterback.
Thank you.
J.J. McCarthy.
He's the wild card of the league.
He is.
If he's good, they're a Super Bowl team. If he's not, it's going to be the biggest waste of a roster on the planet. I'm fascinated to watch it. I love stuff like this. I put him on the list for Justin Fields. Fields has got to prove he shouldn't play for the Toronto Argonauts.
Oh, I think Fields has to prove that he's an NFL quarterback. JJ, are they handing you the keys too soon, son? Are you ready for the bright lights and everything that you have? Because the sad reality is you're going to get compared to Sam Darnold and what he did. Not what he's doing in Seattle, but what he did last year with the same group of players.
The thing is, Sam Darnold put more balls in danger that should have been intercepted than any other quarterback in the league.
And fans won't remember any of that.
They should.
They won't. We were 14-3 with a chance to be the number one overall
But Sam Darnold also was handed the most time to throw the ball in the whole NFL. If they give JJ that amount of time, he'll be okay.
Right. And if he goes out there and the team is 9-7, I'm like, well, geez, I thought you were better than that.
He meditates and he's not a ginger. He's got two up on Darnold.
And last on the list, I think this is, of course, it makes total sense. It's what? The Colts quarterback, Anthony Richardson. He's already in a competition with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, right. See right there?
So
that might be a sign your career is over. Second of all, I'd like to add somebody to this list. You know who's got something to prove? I'm being serious when I say it. No slander. Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Prove why you still are in this league and why you didn't just retire and go off with your famous girlfriend. I mean, he looked baked at the end of last year.
I think a lot of that was he was on the Taylor Swift tour. He wasn't taking his job seriously for like the first
time. Well, then just retire and do that.
Thank you.
David, I think his own arrogance kicked in and he thought that he could do both and realized, okay, I suffered to make sure that my woman looked good and you can't go down that route.
Yeah. You hear that, Kenny?
So, Anthony Richardson, Justin Fields, you pick one, Mike.
Anthony Richardson.
That's your back. Really?
Yeah. He's had less chances to be god awful.
That's true.
I just got to take a shot. I can't do it with Justin. Plus, he's a Jet. Who have the Jets turned around?
Okay. You know what?
Every quarterback's left the Jets and had a turnaround. Okay. So
fair, but he didn't tap out of a game.
You asked the question. What do you want me to say?
No. I was talking to David. I'm not looking at you.
Oh, my bad.
That is your football today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, we'll get a couple of the ticket texts. About 10 minutes. I've got a really positive update on college football. Kind of been a decent week. I know there's news now. They're pausing the CEO hire because hashtag politics. I'll stay out of that. But I want to get to the callers as well. So, David, a couple ticket texts. We'll round out the calls. And then I just think a change to college football is happening that no one will disagree with. Go ahead.
Regarding the Pistons, someone says marketing would be my choice to do that. We get that. We are a finals contender.
Okay, so here's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, I'm Danny Ainge. Tobias, Stu, Asor, 3 first-round picks.
Tobias, Stu, yes.
Asor, 3 first-round picks. I'm giving you a guy in his prime who's a stretch four who on a good team could average 25. Now, again, I'm not telling you I'm lusting after Lauri Markkanen, but if people are going to keep texting it, I'm going to tell you what the pricing is going to be.
I would do that. I would do that trade hoping that their 3 first-round picks are going to be worthless.
David.
I'm okay with shipping Ivy away and a few picks. Our time is now. We have to make a move. Regarding the wings, until we get a legit goaltender, the rest of these conversations don't mean anything.
Okay.
He has to find one.
No, hold on. Here's my problem in this. He hasn't tried to find one. It's as if he has devalued the goaltender position the way that, like, Rico's team devalues certain, like you hate wide receivers. Or other teams don't pay the running backs. I don't know what Iserman's strategy has been, because if it's the wait for Costa strategy, I don't even know if he'll be.
Some teams don't value edge rushers.
Yeah, okay. That was the best point. He did it. You disgust me. Go ahead, David.
Larkin and 2 firsts for Matthews. They didn't say, hey, Marner, look who we traded for. Gary at work.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be nearly enough. But thank
I don't
you
think
for,
so either.
Thank you for trying.
We have lost the right to be called Hockey Town, and we are nowhere near earning it back for the love of the people. That is Connor in an Amazon van.
Well, if that's the case, then why is Iserman here? I mean, if what you're saying is right, that's the question I would ask you. It's his job to recruit elite free agents here. Total failure. His job to execute high-level trades. Total failure. The goaltending thing? I mark it as a total failure, but I'm sure someone will yell at me and say I can't block Trey Augustine. One problem. He still lives in East Lansing. I mean, Kenny, you're scratching your head. Like, where am I wrong here?
You're not, and you could always trade for a goalie. I don't think any are going to be available in free agency, and then somebody will be like, oh, which goalie and from what team? I don't know, but that's what the money's for.
Yeah, at a certain point, you know, and I'm not being disrespectful in any way, shape, or form, but it's not Kenny Cott's responsibility to save the Red Wings. It's kind of the guy who's making a blank check fortune on a lifetime contract. Like, we don't need to yell at poor Kenny because he can't tell you what goalie they're going to go at. Like, that's kind of what the money's for, Steve. To the people. We go to Robert, 97.1. Robert, what's going on, buddy?
Doing good. I mean, with the whole Iser plan and being a complete disaster and destroying poor Anthony on the anti-KD and Lordy Markkanen, man, I'm starting to get a little bummed.
No. But KD doesn't fit who you are, right? He's 35. Markkanen's expensive. So I just, Robert, I'm trying to prepare Piston fans for reality. Like, Danny Ainge isn't going to trade his best asset for a box of Crayolas.
And for me, it's just getting a Robin for Cade. He's a good player. He's turnover prone, yeah, but we got to get somebody for him. And honestly, even getting someone like a Zion, if Trajan really likes him, just somebody, because you can't have Jalen Duren and Thompson on the floor at the same time. There's just the lack of shooting. And we just need to package one of them. Even, I'm blanking on his name, the first-round pick from last year.
First-round pick from for who?
Thompson?
You mean Asur?
No, it don't matter.
Okay, go ahead.
Ron Holland?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, you meant literally. Okay, that's my bad. I misunderstood. Yeah, Ron Holland. Go ahead.
No problem. No, but even packaging him, like, young players, especially guys that just will not be here for the long term, because you can't re-sign everybody, or you're going to literally run into a less talented version of what Boston's experiencing, and you got a title out of it.
Yes. No, I mean, and again, I mean, Robert, you do everything you can do to hope to hang one banner. Mm-hmm. I truly believe the days of winning multiples or back-to-backs, those are long gone. The CBA, the way it's currently designed, it's no accident there's been six different champions, and there'll be a seventh this year, and I believe it'll be an eighth next year. And Robert, I'm with you. I think the Pistons have a right to lay claim to that. But Rico and I are in lockstep on one thing, is that the move that makes the most sense from a cost analysis, right, from a risk-it-biscuit analysis would be Zion. I'm not telling you it's perfect. But I don't want to upend the franchise for Lauri Markkanen, who I don't think is anywhere physical enough to play in this town. You guys would all call him Jim Costa the Catio.
No, but the thing is, Zion, oh my goodness, the second he misses a game,
I don't care. Good. Cry about it. Worship at the grave of beef stew. I don't care. And if he doesn't, and he averages 27 and 10, and him and Cade are essentially in an unguardable two-man game late in playoff series, well, then where are those same broke bleeps with bumping their gums? So that's the stuff I get so sick of, is like, you and I deal with this all the time. Well, what if it doesn't work? And what if it does?
Right.
It's always what if it doesn't in this town. Always. If it does, I'd like you to argue a better duo in the Eastern Conference headed into next season, two-man game, last 6 minutes in the fourth quarter of the playoffs, than Zion and Cade. Go ahead. All right, and if he balloons up to fat bastard levels of 600 pounds and he says he eats because he's unhappy and he's unhappy because he eats, what do you want me to tell you? It didn't work. Cry about it.
In the East, yeah. I would still go Brunson and Cat, but I get what you're saying.
Fine. The point is you're in that convo,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's a pair of all NBA players.
Yeah.
That's – I'm with you. And again, I don't think it would cost you a lot. I don't. Go to Tom, 97.1. Tommy, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, T. What's going on?
Well, you know, I think outside of bringing Giannis to Greek Town and, you know, having an OPA every time he gets an alley-oop, or, you know, Zion would be interesting. Sure he'd enjoy the food. But what I actually want to see is for Trajan Langdon to just continue with his vision. And not be so distracted about the success. Like, I'm really worried if, like, the Knicks make the finals and us trying to kind of make some sort of approximation that because we won two games against them, we're already at X when, you know, I don't think we're there. So I think part of his vision might be trying to see just how good Ivy is when he comes back. But that's where I'm at, you know, because I don't want to get into a situation where we look at what the Clippers do with SGA, where you're listening to players and you trade away somebody. I don't want to see that. I think he knows what he's doing, and I think he's going to make the right move. And we're also going to be paying Cade a lot, so he's going to be a little bit restricted. So it's going to have to be.
But can you work with me on this? Here's my problem. Okay, I'll follow your plan, Tom, but this is where I get angry, not at you. But what I can't have is, let's say, Tobias at 26, Beef Stew at 15, so that's $41 million. And then we put a cherry on top with a useless player in Fontecchio. I have $50 million in nothing. So I can agree with the premise, but then you have to manipulate how you're allocating your dollars, Tom. Those players aren't getting you anywhere. And even worse, Tom, if they commit to a Schroeder or a Hardaway Jr. or Malik Beasley at a price that is not responsible, now, how do you execute the plan you're talking about when, if you continue this way and you make no major additions, now Ivy and Duren are extension eligible or headed to restricted free agency? So I just answer that for me, because that's where my roadblock lies. I hate the money they're paying some of these guys.
Right. Well, bringing in these, I think the idea was they weren't going to re-sign them. So I think there will be some trades. I don't know if Zion is the best trade still. I mean, I get a little, nightmares about Oliver Miller, right? Like, I just don't know if that is good.
But Tom, here's the thing. Listen, but you understand what I'm saying is the cost is going to be low enough and the reward for the risk quotient is going to be higher than anything else. You're 100% right. We'll all be nervous. Tom, I'm trying to find something realistic. I'm not going to be the radio host comes on the air and tells you we're trading for Magic Johnson. You know what I mean? Like, Tom, I can't lie to my audience and be like, listen, hear me out. Nikola Jokic with the Pistons. I'm just not that person. I can't do that to you.
Well, it will be 3 years left on his deal. So it will be like a year and then, two more years.
I think it's just... It's a risk reward I'd sign up for. I understand if you don't like him. I'm not mad at anybody who isn't. But what I'm not going to do is tell you that it's perfectly okay to have $50 million in junk if we're trying to win a championship.
Yeah. Especially in an open window, at East, that's going to be wide open. You got to take your shot.
Show me a report the Celtics are shopping Derek White. He goes right to the top of my list. You know I love the kid, and I'm telling you he's a winner. And you guys will make fun of him. He's a goofy-looking guy, but he's a damn good basketball player.
Okay.
And he's a champ, and he's a winner. And, man, he will fit into Pistons culture.
I mean, think about this. Who's the best team in the East next year?
I can't answer.
Right.
And that's why you and I are so desperate to say, hey, Pistons, do you mind?
So before you start saying, well, ask yourself, who's going to be the best team in the East?
And that's why I was encouraged after watching last night, because I'm like,
you guys,
I don't fear them.
Real quick, just... And if you don't want to answer because you're not sure, I won't hold it against you. You want to make a run at Jaylen Brown? I'll take that as a no.
No, I guess
it will cost you everything. And I have the Thanos glove.
No.
Okay, good. We're done. All the jewels. because what I'm trying to do is live in a reality with Piston fans. I'm not going to throw out names that are just wholly unrealistic.
No, because I don't want to do, not saying he's KD, but a KD-like deal where you gut the team for one player.
Yeah, and again, you get a guy who's been an all-NBA player and an NBA Finals MVP, and he's in his prime. I told you he was playing hurt. Oh, look, the reports come out. Yeah, he's got to have meniscus surgery. But JB is a really good player, really good defender, really good teammate. But again, the list of guys who are available, this is what people kill me with.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that guy. Okay, well, what player would you like me to trade for exactly? Here, let's go get Cooper Flagg. Want to do that show? Like, am I supposed to do here?
Somebody, give me Anthony Edwards.
We need somebody like Beef Stew, but who can score like 10 more points a game.
Got it. Perfect.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, couple of ticket texts, and then I have what is, I think everyone's going to agree on, a great change to college football. That's all I can say. Two couple minutes. Just, I want to catch up on ticket texts, get level set.
Say, one name I have not heard in this whole thing is Sabonis. That's the guy I want to get. Don't know if he'll be available, though.
Once again, and I apologize if I am not up on my Sacramento Kings beat in the last 48 hours. He's supposed to have a meeting with the front office to discuss, quote, his future with the team. He's behind the scenes, furious they traded De'Aaron Fox. I don't know if Sabonis, it's like Derek White. If I read a report that Derek White is actually available or Sabonis actually available. Sabonis is intriguing because he's a late bloomer with regard to three-point shooting. He made 60 of them this year at almost a 40% clip. Now that's not exactly the volume you want, but considering he couldn't throw it in the ocean 3 years ago from deep, you know what? Okay. Hard worker, good teammate, highly productive post player. Yeah, but as of today, unless I've missed something, I don't know that he's available. You can only go get players that are available. Now, if you want to, here's the funny part. Rico knows where I'm going with this. You want to trade for a guy that isn't available. Here's how the negotiations go. And another, more. Like, it's a hostage situation.
Right, because at some point, the person's going to say, and when are you going to throw Cade in the mix?
Right.
Well, I didn't want to. Okay, well, then get off my phone.
Listen, or you get in the other end of this thing where it's like the Sixers pay you to take Paul George. Yeah, do you want to get in the podcast Paul business? No, thank you.
Someone does want to know. They said, you said Thanos, Mike, but can we hear the JB trade?
No, absolutely not. No.
This one's for you, Kenny.
Show me reports that the Pistons are engaged on a Jaylen Brown deal. I will give you a Thanos reset on that.
Pretty much, I'm thinking four or five players other than Cade. Take your pick.
Well, then you get the answer that you just got. No, because they probably won't.
It's going to go. You got to remember something. The Celtics are also not in the business of taking on
I forgot
payroll.
About that part. I forgot about that
so
part.
So the Celtics will require a Ron Holland or an Assur.
Or both.
Or, but, right. Plus picks. Plus. Like, they can't take on because if they're trading Jaylen Brown, it's to get out of the second tax apron.
You're right. So they don't want Kate.
Okay. No. But you could say goodbye to just about everything else.
What about...
And I'll take beef stew out of spite just to hurt you.
I was about to say, what about a nice contract like 4 years?
I would take that.
$60 million.
No. I could take beef stew because what do the Celtics need? Front court help, rim protection. They're probably getting rid of KP. No, I would take beef stew in a gap year where it doesn't matter if I win. I'll let them fight everybody in Boston. I don't care. I'm throwing next year into the ocean.
Wow. See, I don't think you could do that, Mike, because you're...
Why?
Because the East is not... There's nobody dominant, so...
Jason Tatum is dead.
So if you're resetting...
Al Horford also dead. KP can't breathe. Kind of a problem when you can't play and the coach says, yeah, he can't breathe.
Still amazed Al Horford's still playing.
He's not. He's a free agent now. Okay. Dead. We're dead.
This one's for you, Kenny. The Wings should call Vancouver... Quinn Hughes, Patterson, or both. Trade Larkin, any prospects they want.
What? Okay, I'm leaving this to Kenny.
I don't think they're going to trade Hughes. That's number one. And I still think you just keep it simple. You do the Patterson deal that Mike said.
And again, Patterson is Zion, minus fatness. He had an awful year. He's not reliable. He fought with a teammate. His reputation is damaged. That's why he's available. If it works... He's a 100-point player.
I think the water was muddied there in Vancouver. I don't think he was ever going to succeed. Change of scenery. You put him in with a different coach.
And there was no baby mama drama.
Yeah.
Now, if we could add that, I'm definitely trading for Pettersson. That's exciting stuff for radio. Remember when we had Stoney do the dramatic reading?
I do. Where is that? Here.
Come on, Pettersson. What do we got? What a day. All right. College football. Just a couple minutes on this. And it's this is like the no bleep award. But Rico, it's a positive. I think everyone will be happy. They have gotten rid of automatic buys for conference champions.
So
we're just going to see. No, hell no. We're just going to seed the tournament.
This is the olive branch that college football has extended to you, Mike.
Not enough.
It's an olive branch, Mike. It's the beginning. I tell
you what. You know what we're going to do? We will do a show this summer. I will make you the list of olive branches I need to come back to college football.
It starts with one.
No. That's a Brian McKnight song.
No, it's back at one.
Either way, I require things that are much more grandiose than this.
Right.
But do we agree they recognized how goofy the playoff was last year and they are at least fixing that?
Yes. The fact that they move so swiftly because nothing moves swiftly. In NCAA, it takes 5 years and you got to have five different committees. And they were like, guys, this didn't work.
The problem, they're probably going to expand this thing.
I think we all knew that when they went to 12.
But they're going to go to 14 instead of right to 16. Why? Just go to 16
because
if you're going to do it.
It's NFL-like. NFL, hey, we're going to go to 17 games.
That's going to 18.
Which will go to?
18.
Which will go to?
No, they can't go beyond 18. Rico, they can.
I know what you're saying.
They can.
But come on, man. 20, no, 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 no.
Okay. Just like as soon as they did the college football playoffs, like, okay, guys, look. You know it's going to be 16. It's 12. Maybe 14. Just go ahead and say 16 and get this over with.
Now, Kenny, let me ask you a question. Since Rico and I's team has no hope of winning a conference championship, the idea that let's say Georgia wins the conference championship, but you're not getting that added benefit. Are you annoyed as an SEC honk that they made this change?
When they first talked about expanding, I was annoyed by it. And then I realized what Rico's saying to be true about college is that it's only going to get worse. So I'm now resigned to the fact that, all right, I guess we're going to see some you-know-what teams in there.
If Georgia's not, like, one of the top four teams, it means they had a bad year, but they won the SEC.
Now, are you more resignation with the state of the sport or the state of your team's driving record?
Somebody just...
I think the driving record.
Mike, don't look at me anymore.
Okay.
Strays. Somebody get that out of his hand, David.
All right. So, look, it's a good change for college football. It's positive. There's not a lot of positives with the sport right now.
It's a start. They're saying, Mike.
Well, hold on. We had a great start with the CEO getting hired. Now look what they did today. Now they put it on pause. They tabled it. They got to get the idiots in government. It's got to be Ted Cruz and Cory Booker got to sit down at a meeting. Do you make a human brain out of those two getting combined like Voltron?
See, I think it's more of they got to get Miss Terry on board so they can just hand it over to Nick Saban.
I really wish they just hire a corporate shark. I don't even care if the person has any experience with college football.
You know who I would love to see? Mm. People may laugh. Because Nick Saban may not keep him. Give it to somebody like Urban Meyer. Let him have it.
I mean, I'm sure, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't care.
He's young enough. He can hold that position for the next 10, 20 years.
Hire Satan. I don't care. Just hire somebody.
I'm anti-Satan, but okay.
All right. Well, good. We'll get some football in the mix. We got a lot left to do, including, Kenny, how do we got some reports out of Toronto that are a bummer. We're also going to mix it in with Pistons conversation, too. And, yes, tomorrow, a little more Tigers in focus, Guardian series. What we're not going to do is apparently we had Mel Allen hosting the morning show today. They're breaking it out. It was like Twib Notes today with Costa. We're breaking down the Guardian series.
This week in baseball.
Right. It's May 22nd. It's not the third week in September.
I used to love that show.
It was a great show. Kids today will never know the joy of this week
they
in baseball.
Will never know, right? Because you didn't get the highlights until it was Saturday and you prayed to God. Your
what
team
about
was
NBA
an
inside stuff?
Oh, Ahmad Rashad.
I know.
Hannah Storm.
You're not going to know any of that now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio. 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.